Live life with no regrets. March 12th, 2021. I read a Facebook post from an Australian woman who died at 27 from a rare disease. This was the last thing she wrote before she passed away. Her name is Holly Butcher, and I'm going to read the whole thing from Facebook. I'd implore you to go read it yourself. It is truly unbelievable. Bit of life advice from Hall. It's a strange thing to realize and accept your mortality at 26 years young. It's just one of those things you ignore. The days tick by and you just expect they will keep on coming. Until the unexpected happens. I always imagine myself growing old, wrinkled, and gray. Most likely caused by a beautiful family. Lots of kitties. I planned on building with the love of my life. I want that so bad it hurts. That's the thing about life. It's fragile, precious, and unpredictable. And each day is a gift, not a given right. I'm 27 now. I don't want to go. I love my life. I'm happy. I owe that to my loved ones. But the control is out of my hands. I haven't started this note before I die, so that death is feared. I like the fact that we are mostly ignorant to its inevitability. Except when I want to talk about it, and it's treated like a taboo topic that will never happen to any of us. That's been tough. I just want people to stop worrying so much about the small, meaningless stresses in life, and try to remember that we all have the same fate after it all. So do what you can to make your time feel worthy and great. Minus the bullshit. I have dropped lots of my thoughts below as I have had a lot of time to ponder life these last few months. Of course, it's the middle of the night when these random things pop into my head the most. Those times you are whinging about ridiculous things, something I have noticed a lot in the last few months, just think about someone who is really facing a problem. Be grateful for your minor issue and get over it. It's okay to acknowledge that something is annoying. But try not to carry on about it and negatively affect other people's days. Once you do that, get out there and take a freaking big breath of that fresh Aussie air deep in your lungs. Look at how blue the sky is and how green the trees are. It is so beautiful. Think how lucky you are to be able to just do that. Breathe. You might have got caught in bad traffic today. Or had a bad sleep because your beautiful babies kept you awake, or your hairdresser cut your hair too short. Your new fake nails might have got a chip, your boobs are too small, or you have cellulite on your ass and your belly is wobbling. Let all that shit go. I swear, you will not be thinking of those things when it is your turn to go. It is all so insignificant when you look at life as a whole. I'm watching my body waste away right before my eyes with nothing I can do about it. And all I wish for now is that I could have one more birthday or Christmas with my family, or just one more day with my partner and my dog. Just one more. I hear people complaining about how terrible work is or how hard it is to exercise. Be grateful you are physically able to. Work and exercise may seem like such trivial things. Until your body doesn't allow you to do either of them. I tried to live a healthy life. In fact, that was probably my major passion. Appreciate your good health and functioning body, even if it isn't your ideal size. Look after it and embrace how amazing it is. Move it and nourish it with fresh food. Don't obsess over it. Remember, there are more aspects to good health than the physical body. Work just as hard on finding your mental, emotional, and spiritual happiness too. That way you might just realize how insignificant and unimportant having a stupidly portrayed perfect social media body really is. While on this topic, delete any account that pops up on your newsfeed that gives you any sense of feeling shit about yourself. Friend or not, be ruthless for your own well-being. Be grateful for each day you don't have pain, and even the days when you are unwell with man flu, a sore back, or a sprained ankle, Accept it is shit, but be thankful it isn't life-threatening, and it will go away. Whinge less, people, and help each other more. Give, give, give. It is true that you gain more happiness doing things for others than doing them for yourself. I wish I did this more. Since I have been sick, I have met the most incredibly giving and kind people and been the receiver of the most thoughtful and loving words and support from my family, friends, and strangers, more than I could ever give in return. I will never forget this and will be forever grateful to all these people. It is a weird thing having money to spend at the end, when you're dying. It's not a time you go out and buy material things that you usually would, like a new dress. It makes you think how silly it is that we think it is worth spending so much money on new clothes and things in our lives. Buy your friends something kind instead of another dress, beauty product, or jewelry for that next wedding. Number one, no one cares if you wear the same thing twice. Number two, it feels good. Take them out for a meal, or better yet, cook them one. Get their coffee. Give or buy them a plant, a massage, or a candle, and tell them you love them when you give to them. Value other people's time. Don't keep them waiting because you are shit at being on time. Get ready earlier if you're one of those people, and appreciate that your friends want to share their time with you, not sit by themselves waiting on a mate. You will gain respect too. This year, our family disagreed to do no Christmas presents, and despite the tree looking rather sad and empty, I nearly cracked on Christmas Eve, it was so nice because people didn't have the pressure of shopping and the effort went into writing a nice card for each other. Plus, imagine my family trying to buy me a present, knowing they would probably end up with it themselves. Strange. It might seem lame, but those cards mean more to me than any impulse purchase could. Mind you, it was easier to do in our house because we had little no kitties there. Anyway, moral of the story. Presents are not needed for a meaningful Christmas. Moving on. Use your money on experiences. Or at least don't miss out on experiences because you spent all your money on material shit. Put in the effort to do that day trip to the beach you keep putting off. Dip your feet in the water and dig your toes into the sand. Wet your face with salt water. Get amongst nature. Try just enjoying and being in moments rather than capturing them through the screen of your phone. Life isn't meant to be lived through a screen, nor is it about getting the perfect photo. Enjoy the bloody moment, people. Stop trying to capture it for everyone else. Random rhetorical question. Are those several hours you spend doing your hair and makeup each day to go out for one night really worth it? I've never understood this about females. Get up early sometimes and listen to the birds while you watch the beautiful colors the sun makes as it rises. Listen to music. Really listen. Music is therapy. Old is best. Cuddle your dog. Far out, I will miss that. Talk to your friends. Put down your phone. Are they doing okay? Travel if it's your desire. Don't if it's not. Work to live. Don't live to work. Seriously, do what makes your heart feel happy. Eat the cake. Zero guilt. Say no to things you really don't want to do. Don't feel pressured to do what other people might think is a fulfilling life. You might want a mediocre life, and that's okay. Tell your loved ones you love them every time you get the chance to, and love them with everything you have. Also remember, if something is making you miserable, you do have the power to change it, in work, or love, or whatever it may be. Have the guts to change. You don't know how much time you got on this earth, so don't waste it being miserable. I know that is said all the time, but it couldn't be more true. Anyway, that's this one young gal's life advice. Take it or leave it. I don't mind. Or in one last thing, if you can. Do a good deed for humanity and myself, and start regularly donating blood. It will make you feel good with the added bonus of saving lives. I feel like it is something that is so overlooked, considering every donation can save 3 lives. That is a massive impact each person can have, and the process is so simple. Blood donation, more bags than I could keep with counting, helped keep me alive for an extra year. A year I will forever be grateful that I got to spend here on Earth with my family, friends, and dog. A year I had some of the greatest times of my life. Till we meet again. Hall. It was a reminder that we're all finite. We're all going to go someday. It's hard coming to terms with this fact as a young person, because we expect our life to be so long with so many years ahead. You don't know how many years you will have. You don't know what the future holds. It could all end tomorrow. Depending on how you look at it, that's either scary or liberating. Scary because you can constantly be stressed about your death and what happens after you die, but more liberating because if you could go at any time, why aren't you living the life you wanted? Why are you letting other people's opinions of you hold you back from living the life you want to live? When we're young, we're too caught up in the opinions of others. Social media has magnified that. Everything is a comparison to someone else. As you grow older, and you hear this from so many people as they age, you stop caring. They stop doing other things for other people. They stop trying to live up to other people's expectations of who they should be. They make decisions for themselves. What takes people so long? People can't grasp things they can't see until they experience it themselves. What I've learned through reading so many books across many subjects is you can learn life through other people's mistakes. If you listen to old people on their deathbed talk about their lives, the ones who are miserable are filled with regret for the things that they didn't do. The stuff they never tried because they were trapped in the life they lived. They were too comfortable in their situation that they never ventured outside of their routine to do something different. It wasn't what other people around them were doing, so why would they do it? Social proofing is such a powerful concept. I just finished Poor Richard's Almanac about Charlie Munger's life, who just passed away, RIP. What a genius that guy is. His ability to read across multiple disciplines and never stop learning was the reason he succeeded. Anyone can be like him if they have the innate curiosity of learning and never stop doing it. After decades, you eventually learn things through experience, but reading can expedite that process. The most successful people in the world, according to Munger, are those who are obsessive readers across disciplines. It's a habit I'm starting to develop, and although I've started strong by reading 100 books in 2.5 years, I just started. There's still so much to learn. I'm starting to see the world from different angles because of the diverse subject areas I've learned about. As Charlie was discussing psychology in his book, I couldn't help but think of applications in how businesses are run, why women like certain men, and how animals interact with each other. Reading across disciplines gives you multiple mental models to make sense of the world. You're never going to be perfect, but if you can be right more than can be wrong, because of the infinite leverage that exists in today's world, you can be exponentially more successful than the next person. I keep thinking about this Naval quote. Life is a single-player game. There's so much insight in that quote. As he describes it, you're born, you have a bunch of sensory experiences that inform who you are as a person, and then you pass away. The only person playing that game is you, no one else. Reality is completely neutral. You interpret it based on your mind, which is informed by your feelings, experiences, culture, language, etc. But you determine how you see the world. If you think the world is a terrible place, it will be, because that's all you see. If you think it's a great place full of opportunity, that's how you'll see it. I'm in the latter camp. Create your own reality. Think about what you want to accomplish in your life and repeat it to yourself every day. After a few years, you'll notice your subconscious leading you to opportunities to reach that goal. The mind is the most powerful tool that people severely underestimate. Your mind is everything, and you can use it to change how you see the world. But it takes time and consistency. You have to trust the process. You have to put in the work and trust the work that you've done till now. When I was losing weight, everything I read told me that if you train and eat healthy for long enough, your body will reward you. It did. It came from doing things for long periods of time. It came from also doing things that were challenging. I didn't ever know if I was going to get a six-pack in my life, and I'm here. You have to live life without regret, because we're all going to pass away someday. We don't know when that day will come, or what it will look like, or who will be around us. It could be a complete stranger, it could be by ourselves in a car accident, or it could be with generations of family around us, see us as we pass away in our sleep. No one knows how it's going to happen, but that moment right before you go, do you really want to be thinking about all the regrets that you had? I don't.
Keep going. You're doing great.